As much as I love spending time outdoors, and, fingers crossed, I have a lot planned for the next several weeks, I also enjoy indoor pursuits too, to include reading, which I guess I also do outdoors, watching or listening to my beloved Chiefs play, and good movies. I have a few movies I could watch over and over, just as I'm sure is true with many of you. I've never hid the fact that my all-time favorite movie is Jeremiah Johnson. I couldn't begin to give a guess as to how many times I've seen it, but I know that number will grow the longer I live. Ditto for Lonesome Dove. Of course, whether a movie is good or bad is totally a subjective call. And while we might agree on the quality of some movies, we'd just as likely disagree on others. For some movies, there may not be any real rationale for why they catch our attention. One such movie for me is Jaws. I swear, anytime I see it on, I'm just as likely to stop and watch as I am to keep channel surfing. I'm not sure what it is, but even though I've seen it a bazillion times, I still enjoy watching it. Made 44 years ago, and one of Spielberg's first, it has certainly stood the test of time. I can't imagine there's a single person listening to this that doesn't know what the movie Jaws is about, but in case you're that one in a million chance, let me share it with you. It's about a shark. Welcome to Bristol Bay Field Notes. I'm Terry Fuller, Education Specialist for Togiak National Wildlife Refuge. As is almost always the case, something local got me to thinking about a topic for this week that eventually led to sharks, beyond the fact that the movie Jaws is seemingly on somewhere on a weekly basis. In fact, a friend of mine a few weeks ago was out flying around Cape Constantine. They found a shark carcass on the beach. It looked to be fairly recent in terms of very little decomposition, and it was pretty clear the bears hadn't found it yet. He got several nice photos and posted them on Facebook, which is where I saw them. When I showed those to my wife and daughter, singular, now that my one daughter is attending college out of state, my daughter's reaction was, "Is that a shark? Was that from around here?" She was apparently ignorant of the fact that, yes, we have sharks around here. You very likely knew about the movie Jaws and its premise. It's possible that you might not have known that our local waters are home to sharks, though nothing like what took out Robert Shaw toward the end of the movie Jaws. Alaskan waters are home to, for sure, three main species of shark: the spiny dogfish, the Pacific sleeper shark, and the salmon shark. Other species occasionally show up, such as blue sharks and even great whites, the type that is featured in the movie Jaws, but not often enough to really give them a whole lot of thought. The only one I've ever really heard mentioned much around our area is the salmon shark, so let's say a bit about those other two and then focus on the one you're most likely to run across, if you run across one at all, the odds of which are probably less than a moose but higher than a unicorn. The Pacific spiny dogfish is a small shark, something along the lines of 3 feet in length and maybe 20 pounds, and it takes them a quarter century to reach that size. They can live to be 100. They have a skinny look to them and a distinctive snout and eyes that are large for the size of the head, which is somewhat flattened in appearance. The coloration is also a dead giveaway, with a grayish top half and white spots, and a whitish underside. Even so, with a thin appearance, they look unmistakably shark-like. They get their name from their two dorsal fins, each of which has a long, sharp, venomous spine in front of it. These spines are defense mechanisms against larger predators. While they can be found along a lot of our continent's coastal waters, I read somewhere that they are particularly prevalent along the panhandle of Alaska, Canada, and down into the Pacific Northwest of the lower 48. They feed on squid, krill, shrimp, other small sharks, and fish. They pose no threat to people, so don't hold your breath waiting on a spiny dogfish horror movie. Pacific sleeper sharks are larger, which would make you think they could be trouble. They get their name from their sluggish appearance. Whereas when you think of a shark, you probably picture a lean, muscular biting machine, that's not really the case with sleepers. I saw one biologist describe them as a big tub of goo. If you're a boxing fan, I happen to be, think of sleepers as the Andy Ruizes of the shark world. I mentioned that they're larger. There have been sleepers caught that approached 20 feet, though a dozen feet is closer to the adult average. They are a dark gray in color over their entire body. They swim in a very slow, sluggish sort of way, which is where the name comes from. Also, they like deeper waters, which has made them a bit more difficult to get a read on. It's likely we do have some, not far from us. They are known to inhabit the Bering Sea. But how many and how close is anyone's guess? I haven't seen anything to indicate that they're a danger to people, unless you decide to eat one. Their tissue is reported to be toxic to humans. They feed on fish and can be an annoyance to halibut commercial fishermen, as they'll feed on caught halibut and become hooked themselves, ruining fishing gear. Again, don't hold out hope for a sleeper shark feature movie. Nobody's probably going to shriek in terror at a shark that looks like it would have trouble getting up from the dinner table and needs to seriously consider losing weight. And then we come to what you're most likely to encounter around here, the salmon shark. Salmon sharks are related to great whites, and they look similar, which is to say that they do look like something that could give you a scare in the right situation. Salmon sharks are a medium-sized species of shark common to the North Pacific. In addition to that photo my friend shared, I know I've seen a few more pictures of ones that were caught this summer around the area by fishermen. Salmon sharks are a darker gray above and on the sides, with white underneath and a distinct line between the two. Again, kind of like with a great white. The line is somewhat wavy, with a larger splash of white just above the pectoral fins. They do have a few unique traits that are easily seen. They have a double-keeled tail, which is unusual among sharks. Also, they have a small secondary dorsal fin that's directly opposite of a small anal fin of the same size. To my eye, in photos I've seen, they sometimes appear to have a head that's a bit large in comparison to the body. Their teeth are long and narrow, and they have long gill slits. In calling them a medium-sized shark, I guess some numbers would help to define just what that means. They can grow to over 10 feet, though the average is likely somewhere between 5 and 8. And they sometimes exceed 600 pounds, but your average adult is probably something like 200 to 300 pounds. Salmon sharks are migratory, with migrations dependent in large part on the availability of prey species. They can migrate as individuals or in groups of up to 40, and their movements, as you might guess, often follow schools of salmon. Alaska's coastal waters, particularly those of the Gulf of Alaska and south along the Panhandle, are prime locations. They are found on both sides of the Pacific, as far north as the Bering Sea, south to the Sea of Japan on the western side, and from the Gulf of Alaska to southern Baja California on the eastern side. They are most common in continental offshore waters, ranging from the surface down to 500 feet or so. Salmon sharks mature at anywhere from 5 years to a decade, with females taking longer. They breed in late summer. Gestation is about 9 months and the female gives birth to live young. Up to 5 pups are born, and they are on their own from the word go, independent and fending for themselves from day one. Populations around the North Pacific appear to be stable, and around some areas of the state, they are a target of sport fishermen. As their name would suggest, they do feed on salmon. However, the menu does not stop there, and other prey species targeted include squid, herring, pollock, and other similar species of fish. They also make use of other opportunities as presented and have been known to eat sea otters and different kinds of seabirds. The fact that their name singles out their preference for salmon does have strong basis, though, as some studies have shown they consume as much as 25% of a total annual salmon run in some parts of their range. They like to attack from below, and they can be quite fast. Individual salmon sharks have been clocked by reliable sources, swimming at speeds exceeding 50 miles per hour. So, sharks around Bristol Bay? Absolutely. Should it keep you out of the water? Probably not, though there may well be other good reasons for staying out of the water, such as hypothermia, depending on the time of year. It's kind of cool to know that they're out there, really, though we'll probably never have to worry about that famous Roy Scheider line from Jaws, paraphrased just a bit here. We're going to need a bigger boat. In closing, I'll leave you with this. Farewell and adieu to you fair Spanish ladies. Farewell and adieu to ye ladies of Spain. For Field Notes, I'm Terry Fuller. Music from Loon Echo Lake provided courtesy of Solitudes at www.solitudes.com.